ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ.
ಮಂತ್ರ ನಂಬರ್ 2. ಥರ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್.
ತಾನ್ ಹೋವಾಚ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಭಗವಂತ ಯೋ ವೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಿಷ್ಠ ಸ ಏತಾ ಗಾ ಉದಜತಾಮಿತಿ ತೇಹ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾನ ದದೃಶು ಅತಃ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಸ್ವಮೇವ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚಾರಿಣಮುವಾಚ ಏತಾಃ ಸೋಮ್ಯ ಉದಜಸಾಮಶ್ರವಾ ಇತಿ ತಾಹೋದಾಂ ಚಕಾರಂ ತೇಹ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಃ ಚುಕೃಥುಃ ಕಥಂ ನೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಿಷ್ಠಃ ಬ್ರುವೀತೇತಿ ಅತಃ ಜನಕಸ್ಯ ವೈದೇಹಸ್ಯ ಹೋತಾಶ್ವಲೋ ಬಭೂವ ಸಹೈನಂ ಪಪ್ರಚ್ಛ ತ್ವಂ ನು ಖಲು ನೋ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಿಷ್ಟೋಸೀಯತಿ ಸಹೋವಾಚ ನಮೋ ವಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ಕುರ್ಮಃ ಗೋಕಾಮಯೇವ ವಯಂ ಸ್ಮಯಿತಿ ತಃ ತಂ ತತ್ ತಂ ಹತತ ಏವ ಪ್ರಷ್ಟುದಗ್ರೇ ಹೋತಾಶ್ವಲಃ.
We are seeing the Muni Kandam known as Manana Pradhana Kandam or Yajnavalkya Kandam. Kanda means section. This Kandam is very, very important because it is a manana kandam based on reasoning. Manana pradhana kandam. In this, Janaka, the Vaideha Raja, the emperor, performed one yaga, in which yaga there is a huge, that is called a bhuri dakshina is involved. Among so many yagas, one of the yaga is Ashwamedha yaga. Even though in this mantra Ashwamedha yaga is not, the name is not given, but we have to understand. Shankaracharya says, since there is a lot of dakshina is involved, it must be Ashwamedha yaga, Because there is Rajasuya Yaga also. Here we take it as Ashwamedha Yaga. When he is performing that Yaga, he has to give lot of Dakshina. And since this emperor Janaka is a very well-learned scholar, Jignasu, he is very much interested in knowing more and more about Brahman. So he wants to learn, he wants to utilize this occasion. Once you announce this Yaga, many Brahmanas come there from all over. Even they get invitation or not. For Shubhakaryam, you need not be called. Temple Puja, who are sending invitation to you? But you go there. Like that, there are many Brahmanas with invitation, without invitation. Many scholars came. And when they were all sitting in that assembly, in that Yaga, Janaka Maharaja want to know who is real Brahmishtha. All are scholars, not ordinary people, well-learned scholars. Among these all scholars, who is the one Brahmishtha Brahmavetta? Brahmavittamaha. Superlative degree. The most qualified, who is that person, Brahmishtha, he want to know. Therefore, he announced, he made an announcement. I want to know a Brahmishtha, Vedavittamaha, among you. If anyone proves himself or herself also, okay, herself as Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman, the price is what na? 1,000 cows. 1,000 cows will be given, not ordinary cows, healthy cows. They give lot of milk, very very healthy, hale and healthy cows I give. Not only that, much more price. And each cow, 5 coins of gold tied to the horns. So totally 10 coins. 5 coins to one horn and 5 coins to another horn. They are tied. Such type of cows he kept in his cow shed ready. 1,000 cows. I am going to give that cows, 1,000 cows, sahasram gaha, to that Brahmana. He announced. And what happened? No Brahmana stood to take up. I am a Brahmishtha. I can claim these 1,000 cows belong to me. No Brahmana stood up. Then Agnivalkya came in between and he said, what he said? Oh Samashrava, he called. Hey Somya, oh pleasing one. He called his student, disciple. Called Samashrava. Hey Somya, pleasing one. Disciple face must be pleasing, no? So, pleasing one. Pleasing no illyo. The guru has to call pleasing one to please the disciple. Okay. So, he standing somewhere far away. That's why he, number 3 is there. Samashravan. Oh, Samashrava. He's addressing. He's standing somewhere. So, he called him. Come on. Go and take all those 1,000 cows. Drive them to our ashram. 1,000 cows. Just take up all of them. He made this statement. Afterwards, there in that Yagashala, one Ritvik priest called Ashvalaha. That Ashvala is a Ritvik here, Rigveda priest. Hota. Hota Ashvalaha. That Ashvala so angry and he approached Yajnavalkya, how can you claim all the 1,000 cows? That means, are you a Brahmishtha? And all Brahmanas were so angry because indirectly Yajnavalkya insulting all of them. Indirectly he is claiming, I am superior to all those Brahmanas. Therefore, without saying anything, Yajnavalkya claiming that 1,000 cows. Then this Ashvala asked, how can you take all those 1,000 cows when we are all standing here? And Yajnavalkya said, my namaskars to that Brahmishtha. To all Brahmanas, my namaskarams. I want cows. I am in need of cows. I badly need of cows. Because 1,000 cows he is taking means where he is going to tie all of them. And he must be having a big cow shed. Is it not? To maintain 2-3 cows itself is very difficult for us. How can you tie 1,000 cows? He must be having a very big ashram. Big ashram means many students must be there. To feed them daily, to give milk, curds and all, he need lot of cows. So therefore, he want to take, I am interested in cows. Therefore, I am taking in. Yajnavalkya said. By this, when he is addressing Samashrava, we can understand Samashrava, the name indicates a student, a disciple, who is qualified in Samaveda. Qualified in Samaveda. Who taught Samaveda? Yajnavalkya. Because his disciple, Yajnavalkya is Yajurvedi. Yajnavalkya is Yajurvedi. And he addressed his student Samashravan, the one who chant Samavedam, and who has studied Samaveda, under whom an Yajnavalkya. That means what? Yajnavalkya is Samavedam, Samavedi also. That means he knows Samaveda also. He has studied Samaveda. Then Samaveda he has studied, means Samaveda is nothing but Rigveda. Rigveda in singing form is Samaveda. That means he must be knowing Rigveda also. Of course, Atharvana Veda is nothing but all three Vedas put together, Atharvana Veda. Mantras are all there, which are all there in Rigveda, Yajurveda. They are only there in Atharvana Veda. That means, Yajnavalkya is a Chaturvedi. Yajnavalkya is a Chaturvedi. Ekavedi, Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. Nowadays, people have Chaturvedi name, initial. But here, Yajnavalkya really is qualified in 4 Vedas. Therefore, he addressed Samashrava, oh, come and take, that is the name of that student. With this, we can understand how great Yajnavalkya is. But Brahmanas misunderstood, he is very arrogant. Yajnavalkya is very arrogant, asking those all 1,000 cows and declaring that he is superior than all other Brahmanas. All other Brahmanas misunderstood this Yajnavalkya. He is very, very arrogant. But when we look into that knowledge of that Yajnavalkya, his life history, he is the humble person on the earth. Swamiji says, He is the humble person on the earth. And a well-learned person always be humble, no? Well-learned person, he knows everything. Very humble, but Brahmanas misunderstood. Appave irukke inda problem, misunderstanding, no? Misunderstanding is the problem for every interaction. Problem in every interaction, what is the cause in the misunderstanding? Because of that misunderstanding only, he just challenged Yajnavalkya. I want to ask you some questions. You answer those questions. So Ashvalaha is a priest. There are four priests. One yaga once you want to conduct, four priests are required. Because four Vedas are involved in yaga. They have to chant mantras. So first priest name is called Hotar. Second priest name is called Advaryuhu. Third priest name is called Udgatar. Fourth priest name is called Brahman. That means Rigveda priest is called Hota. Yajurveda priest is called Advaryuhu. Samaveda priest is called Udgata. Atharvaveda priest is called Brahman. So every priest has got his own function. Every priest has got his own function. This Hota priest has to invite the devatas. When Yaga is going on, when they are going to offer, the devatas has to be invited, invoked. This Hota priest, that is Rigveda priest, invoke or invite all the devatas, particular devatas. Then Advaryuhu, the Yajurveda priest, has to offer. His responsibility is what? Na offering. Then Samaveda priest has to glorify those devatas. He has to sing and praise the devatas. Then Brahma, the Atharvaveda priest, has to supervise all these priests and their offerings, what is going on, everything he has to supervise. So every priest is having his own duty, responsibility. When they are performing these duties, for whose sake they are doing it? For Yajamana. Who is Yajamana here? Agni Valkyar Cholakudad. Janaka Maharaja is the Yajamana. So, on behalf of Janaka Vaideha Raja, these priests are performing. So, Yajamana, priest and devatas are involved here. Now, Ashvala is going to ask four questions. From the third mantra onwards, those questions are going to come. We will read that third mantra. First question. Asked by Ashvalan. Yajnavalkyeti hovacham. Yadidam sarvam mrutyunaptam sarvam mrutyunabhipannam kena yajamanaha mrutyoraptim atimuchyate iti Hotra Pijam,
அக்னினாவாச்ச வாக்வை யஜ்ஞஸ்ய ஹோதம் தத்யேயம் வாக் சோயமக்னிஹி சஹோதம் சமுக்திஹி சாதி முக்திஹி.
Ashwala asks here, and Agnivalkya is going to answer. In this mantra, Ashwala Prashna is there, Agnivalkya answer, Uttaram also is there in one mantra. This is the first question. Before going to look into the mantra, we have to recollect in this Upasana, we saw already in the Chandogya Upanishad. Veda talks about Swargaloka, Brahmaloka. To attain Swargaloka, what are the rituals to be done? To attain Brahmaloka, what are the rituals to be done? Veda prescribes certain what you can call rites or rituals. Those who are all interested in Swarga, they perform those rituals. Those who are interested in Brahmaloka, they perform those rituals. And Swargaloka, whoever perform kevala karma, they go to Swargaloka. Whoever perform kevala karma with the intention of getting artha, kama, dharma, of course, dharma, artha, kama. Those who want to get, they perform certain rituals, that is called kevala karmana. Kevala karmana. Whereas some people, they want to go to Brahmaloka, they perform rituals along with Upasana. Because Swargaloka has got limitation. Some wise people, Vivekis, they don't want Swargaloka. Because Tetam Bhuktva Swargalokam Vishalam Chine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti. Hot Madras, they will come back. So Swargaloka is a returnable destination. That returnable destination, those who are interested, they do certain rituals. That is what kevala karma. But some people, upasana sahitam karma they do, Shastra prescribe. For Swargaloka also Shastra only prescribe kevala karma. It is your job, you have to understand. There is a provision available, cheaper rate, costliest rate also, but quality is there. You have to understand. Those who are interested in quality, they vote for quality and they work for that. For Krama Mukti, Brahmaloka, if you want to go, you have to do Upasana. Yadeva Vidya Karoti Tadeva Viryavattaram Bhavati, Upanishad says. Vidya means Upasanaya. Yat Karma Vidyaya Upasanaya Karoti performs. Whoever performs any ritual along with Upasana, Vidyaya Karoti, Tadeva, that karma alone, Viryavattaram Bhavati, fruitful, meaningful. Who want this returnable Swargaloka? All gradations are there in Swargaloka. Disparities are there in Swargaloka. Still you are in limitation only, even if you go there. Therefore, after going Swargaloka, coming back to Bhuloka is more miserable. Like America return, foreign return people. అండ్ ఇప్పుడు ఎనీబడి ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ అమెరికా అన్న భయం, స్వైన్ ఫ్లూ అన్న. సో లైక్ దాట్ వన్స్ యూ గో దేర్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు కమ్ హియర్ అండ్ కమింగ్ హియర్ ఈజ్ డిఫికల్ట్ ఇల్ల లివింగ్ హియర్ ఈజ్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ దేర్ ఫోర్ విద్యయా కరోతి న క్రమముక్తి దే గెట్ బై గోయింగ్ టు దట్ బ్రహ్మలోక హిరణ్య గర్భలోక అని అర్థం. దేర్ దే స్టడీ వాట్ అన్న బృహదారణ్య ఉపనిషత్ అంగిపోయి పడికెను. సో దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ క్రమముక్తి. యు హావ్ టు స్టడీ దేర్. నౌ వి ఆర్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ సద్యోముక్తి హియర్. ఇది అన్న ఉపాసన టాపిక్. దేర్ ఫోర్ సద్యోముక్తి ఈజ్ జీవన్ముక్తి. దట్ టాపిక్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అండర్ డిస్కషన్ హియర్. ద డిస్కషన్ ఈజ్ ఉపాసన అన్నారు. నౌ అశ్వమేధ యాగ జనక మహారాజా డూయింగ్. ఆల్ ప్రీస్ట్స్ ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ దేర్. హోత అధ్వర్యు ఉద్గాత బ్రహ్మ ఆల్ ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ దేర్. నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆస్క్డ్ బై అశ్వల ఈజ్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య. హీస్ అడ్రస్సింగ్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య. ఓ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య అన్నారు, ప్లీజ్ ఆన్సర్ టు మై క్వశ్చన్. వాట్ ఈస్ హిస్ క్వశ్చన్ అన్నారు. ఎదిదం సర్వం మృత్యునాప్తం అన్నారు. పీపుల్ ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్. రాజసూయ అశ్వమేధ దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ. జ్యోతిష్టోమ so many yagas they are performing. When they are performing yadidam sarvam mrutyuna aaptam nar, enveloped by, aapta means covered by, enveloped by mrutyuna nar. Mrutyuna means here whatever karma done by the yajamana, there are lot of limitations in his sense organs. Yajamana who is performing, he is doing with raga dvesha. I want this phalam, I want that phalam, and in manasilo or desire is there, asha is there, asakti is there with expectation. Once you have expectation, there is an attachment, there is an aversion. I want this phalam only, not that phalam. For one phalam there is an attachment, for another phalam there is a detachment. I don't want that, I want this. That means what? There is a specification. Specification is involved where there is swabhava prakriti comes. And the swabhava prakriti is involved. Once swabhava prakriti is involved in every karma because the person desire some result. See the connection. Any ritual, any rite when you perform, rite an R-I-T-E, rite, okay, not R-I-G-H-T, R-I-T-E, rite. Any rites when you perform, you expect something, result. And not only that, when you are performing sankalpa time itself, and the result only will be there in the mind, fully occupied. And that result is what? Based on what? Your swabhava. What you desire is based on your swabhava. Swabhava is nothing but prakriti. Prakriti is nothing but rajoguna, tamoguna, sattvaguna. Once three gunas are involved, prakriti is involved, your swabhava is involved. Once your swabhava is involved to fulfill some desire, definitely there is a raga dvesha. This raga dvesha swabhavika karma is called mrityu here. That swabhavika karma alone, why he performs that? Because of ajnanam. Because of ignorance only he performs that. That ajnanam itself is a mrityu. When this yajamana, of course this ritviks also. Ritvik also doing for what? Dakshina, lot of dakshina I want. For yajamana's sake he is doing. and Yajamana should get lot of benefit, then only I will get lot of dakshina, then only he will call him next time yaga, otherwise he will not call. Is it not? This Ritvik done very well, he has chanted mantras very well. Namma kuda apdidane inda priest nalla chant pandraranna nariya dakshina ivarka mantrame theriyala. Next time you don't call at all. No? Like that, the Ritvik also interested in his well-being, materialistic pleasures or money, everything. These are all come under dosha. Parichedam. Limitation. When these many limitations are there, sarvam idam mrutyuna aptam. Swabhava, prakriti, raga, dvesha, all are involved. Ajnanam is involved. How he is going to get benefit? This is Ashwala's question. Very, very genuine question. Liya? Sarvam mrityuna abhipannam. Overpowered by, under the grip of, all our sense organs are under the grip of this raga dvesha. They have their own limitations. You know? Each sense organ, கொஞ்சம் நேரம் ஸ்டாண்ட் பண்ணால் தொண்டை கர 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 ஆகிடும். கொஞ்சம் நேரம் அந்த இந்த யாகா டைம் அந்த கண்ணெல்லாம் புகை வந்து கண்ணெல்லாம் தண்ணி தண்ணியாக வந்துடும். ஆஃப்டர் சம் டைம் யூ வில் கெட் ஹங்கர் அண்ட் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஃபீலிங் ஸோ ஹங்க்ரி யூ வாண்ட் டு ஈட் ஃபுட்டு. அதர்வைஸ் யூ கெனாட் சி எனி திங், யூ கெனாட் லிசன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் திங் சம் சவுண்ட் வில் கம் ஃப்ரம் யுவர் இயர்ஸ், கீன்னு சவுண்டு வரும். ஏன்னா பசி சாப்பிடல, இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் நேரம் பண்ணணும்னு. Within that time, your sense organs are losing their strength. And then slowly, we also see, we go to some function or something, when they are doing, mullama, seddam pannam, and poi ange poi, konja tiffin saapte, coffee saapte, vandudu. Illiya? After some time, konja we relax, stretch our legs and all. What is this? Mrityuna abhipannam, with all limitations. Sense organs are all limited. Parichedam. Not only that, kala paricheda, desha paricheda, all limitations are there. Therefore, kena yajamanaha mrityoho aptim atimuchyata. Question, Ashwala asking. Ippidi patta yajamanan, pavam, this yajamana, of course we also, having so many limitations, with our so abhimana we are doing, how can we cross over? Atirichyata, atimuchyata means crossover. Crossover what? Mrityoho aptim. This grip of mrityo, raga, dvesha, swabhavika parichedam. Body level limitation, mental level limitation, limitation is there. Intellectual level, adhimela limitation. Konja naalaga apdi konjam konjam marandidu. Ana gnapagam illamale poyindirukke. Forgetfulness. That is most painful. Forgetting. Onnume gnapagame irukkiradilliye enna. So this is also another problem, limitation. So these are mrityuna aptim. Atimuchyata, how can Yajamana cross over all these things? How can he get the benefit? Ippidi patta Yajamanan poi, enna da benefit varaporadhu? If you want to get benefit, Atimuchyata means, that is, Atimokshahana. Atimoksha means to cross over these limitations. That is called atimuchyaha, atimuchyana, atimuchyatina, iti. Thus, up to here, Ashwala's question. Then, Agnyavalkya says, Hota ritvija agnina vacha vagvai yajnasya hota tad iyam vag saha ayam agnihi saha hota. This is the process, procedure he is telling. How Yajamana should do the ritual, listen. Oh Ashwala, Listen, he can cross over the Mrityu if he performs in this manner. In which manner? He is giving the method, procedure. Before going to that procedure, we have to understand one more point also here. Svatantra upasana, yajnanga rupa upasana, anga rupa upasana. I hope all these words are familiar to you, Chandogya students. Brihadaranyaka students are supposed to be Chandogya students also. Enna adhi vandhadhu kapparam dhaan idhu varum illaya. So care of your notes. Karmanga upasana, so main ritual, supportive ritual, satellite ritual. Every ritual has to be followed by one upasana, that is satellite ritual. Svatantra upasana, that means independent upasana, kevala upasana, independent ritual. Yajnanga upasana means a part of the ritual, main ritual and a supportive ritual, a part of ritual. Just as when you do Vishnu Sahasranama Parayanam, it is main ritual, it's a ritual. And supportive is what? No, you have to do Dhyanam, Kshirodhanva Pradeshe, like that you will chant. If you chant Lalita Sahasranama, Sindhuraruna and the Dhyana Slokam. If you do Rudram, that Apatadana Bhastalanta, that you have to do. Like that, every ritual has got its own supportive. A Anga Upasana is there. That is also important. Here that is there. Dhyana Slokam is very important. Even Ashtanga Yogam Lakuda, when you do asana, pranayama, evva mudichittu, enna pannanum? Dhyanam pannanum. Lastly, he gives dhyanam. So, dhyanam is involved after your puja, regular puja, over, taking prasada and you should not run away from that puja. After completing puja, you have to sit there and do meditation. Dhyanam pannanum. Manasikama dhyanam mudichinada, appada adi complete an artham. Otherwise, what will happen? You do without dhyanam, manasika upasana dhyanam, adida upasana. Idi vandi kayaka puja, vachika puja. What you have done puja is kayaka vachika puja. After that, you have to do manasika dhyanam. That is called manasika. Then only it is completed. But generally, people do what? Kayaka vachika. Because adike time illa. இங்கே மானசிகமாக தியானம் இல்லை, எங்கே பண்ண போகிறோம்? பட் சாஸ்திர சேஸ் காய்கா வாச்சிக்கம் இஸ் கேவல கர்மா. இட் ஹேஸ் டு பி சப்போர்டட் பை திஸ் மானசம், தியானம், உபாசனா. தேர்ஃபோர் ஹியர் ஹி சேஸ் கர்மாங்க உபாசனா டசன்ட் ஹாவ் கர்ம ஃபலம் இண்டிபெண்டென்ட்லி. So, Kevala Karma gives Swarga Loka, Upasana Sahita Karma gives Brahma Loka. Therefore, we have to understand who are all involved in this. Na Yajamana, Adhyatmam, Ritvik, priest, and Adhidaivam. Ritvik is involved and Adhyatmam, Yajamana is involved. And Adi Daivam, the corresponding deity is involved. See, the Hota is the priest. Rigveda Hota. Hota performing ritual for Yajamana. Yajamana comes under Adhyatmam. So whatever Hota mantra says, Yajamana has to utter. Many mantras he has to utter. He has to use his Vagindriyam. Vagindriyam he has to use. Corresponding deity is inviting, suppose Agni Devata. What is Vag in Devata? Agni. So Agni Devata is invoking. Yajnavalkya says, this Yajamana Adhyatmam has to combine that Vag Indriyam, which is having Parichinnam, limitation, he has to merge into Hota. Vag Indriyam and Hota means Hota means Rigveda priest. Both have to merge into Adhidaivam. They have to merge into Adhidaivam. Agni in Artham. That's what he is telling in this portion. What he says, Ritvija, Hota, Hota Ritvija, Agnina Vachana. You can understand now. Hota Ritvik. Vak Agni. So that Agni, he has to see upon this Vak. And that priest also. All are one and the same. And the bhavana he has to bring in the mind. Vacha. Vagvai yajnasya hota. Yajnasya na yajamanasya. Who is performing yajna? Yajamana. Yajnasya means yajamanasya. Vak hota eva. This hota, the priest, the yajamana, vagindriyam are not separate. Both are one and the same. Both are one and the same. He has to look upon that hota as vagindriyam. Tat iyam vak saha ayam agnihi. This vak speech alone is that adhidaivam agnihi, agni devata. That means leave your ahankara and ardham. Don't think that you have speech, power, capacity. All are because of that Agni Devata blessing. So this Yajamana has to become one with that Hota. You should not look upon Hota as an ordinary priest. I am giving lot of Dakshina. He is performing ritual. Let him do. Annamadri bhavana irukkakoodadhu. When you invite that Agni Devata and Hota are non-separate. The Hota and Vagindriyam is non-separate. So what? A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C in Madri. Vagindriyam is Hota. Hota is none other than Agni Devata. Therefore, Vak is Agni Devata. Care of Tattva Bodha. In the connection, Tattva Bodha, Visa, Vagindriyam, Agni Devata. So Agni Devata, every time it is there, don't abuse, use any abusing words in there. Because you are insulting the Agni Devata in Ardham. Ketta Varta illa pesita in Ardham. You are insulting the Agni Devata. We have to be very careful when we are talking. This bhavana is called upasana. Nikrishta vastuni. Utkrishta bhavana. Nama speech la garabira la irukko. Vaklu romba dosham irukke. Iliya? Voice is not same all the time. Low voice, high voice, volume. Sometimes it is sweet, sometimes it is unbearable voice. But still, if I look upon that Vagindriyam as Agni Devatana, this is called bhavana. Nikrishta vastuni utkrishta bhavana. Ordinary local priest, ivarada agni swarupam ani pannanu enna avarada invite pandrade agni devatan, who is inviting? Hota. So this yajamana must have that bhavana. That's what he says. Hota ritvija agnina vacha. With agni devata vag indriyam vagvai yajnasya hota yajamanasya vak. What na agni hota tat iyam vak saha ayam agnihi nar. That Agni alone is this vak. This speech alone is this fire. Therefore, both are one and the same. Saha hota saha muktihi sa ati muktihi. That alone is called atimoksha. He crosses over the mrityu. He get full benefit. Then next mantra, he says, another question and another limitation he asks, how to do that? Now, kala paricheda. Kala is also a type of mrityu. That kala limitation, kala paricheda, how to come out, that kala is shown in this mantra through another expression. We will read that mantra. Number 4.
Yajnavalketi hovacham. Yadidam sarvam. Ahoratrabhyam. Aptam. Sarva mahoratrabhyam abhipannam. Kena yajamanaha. Ahoratrayoho. Aptim atimuchyatam. Itim adhvaryuna rutvijam. Chakshusha adityena. Chakshurvai yajnasya. Adhvaryoho. Tad yadidam chakshuho. Sosavadityah. Saha adhvaryoho. Sa muktihi. Sa atimuktihi.
The one who performs yajna is called adhi yajnam. Adhvaryuhu, hota, udgata, brahma can be called as adhi yajnam. So, adhyatmam, adhi yajnam, adhi daivam. These are very, very beautifully, imagined, visualized by our Shastra, by our rishis, by our Shastra. This visualization, we have to understand its uniqueness. Illenana, Brahma, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Adi Chonna Podum Swami Nidhi Dikhe Ani Chonna Kudadu. We have to listen this also, that also. First, you should understand Adhyatma. And how it is related to Adi Daivam, you have to understand. Because made up of Pancha Bhutas, unless that deities, that Daivam is not blessing, you cannot use your sense organs. Each sense organ is functioning because of that Daivam, Adi Daivam, Adhyatmam. The one who is relating this Adi Daivam and Adhyatmam is Adi Yajnam. What Adhi Yajnam he is doing here, Ritvikana, he is using the Vedic mantras. And he is only relating that Adhi Daivam and Adhyatmam. Otherwise, Yajamana, what he knows, onnum theriyadu. Adhi Yajnam, the Ritvik alone knows what is that Yajamana, what is that Adhi Daivam, how to relate both of them. And corresponding corrected mantra, connected mantra he has to chant. ஏதோ சொல்லும் போது ஸ்ரார்த்த மந்திரம் சொல்லக்கூடாது கல்யாணம்ல, கல்யாண மந்திரம் சொல்லக்கூடாது ஸ்ரார்த்தம்ல, இல்லையோ சொன்ன என்ன ஆயிடும், மகா தப்பு. அது மாதிரி த ரித்விக் இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் வெல் இன்ஃபார்ம்டு, வெரி 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 மச் வெல் இன்ஃபார்ம்டு. அதர்வைஸ் த ஹோல் அமௌண்ட் ஆஃப் மணி த யஜமான இஸ் ஸ்பெண்டிங் இஸ் கோ வேஸ்ட். வி லிசன் இந்த மந்திர விவாக மந்திரம்லாம் அந்த வாத்தியாரை வந்து முக்கு பிடிச்சிக்கோன்னா, முக்கு பிடிச்சிக்கோன்னா, ஐயா திஸ் பர்சன், திஸ் பாய் கேச் ஹோல்ட் ஆஃப் தட் ரித்விக் முக்கு, யூ ஹாவ் டு கேட்ச் ஹோல்ட் ஆஃப் யுவர் முக்கப்பா. அது பண்ணணும், பிராணாயாமம் பண்ணணும். அது பண்ணாமலே இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் பண்ணக்கூடாது. சரி, மெனி பீப்புள் தே டு நாட் நோன் ஈவன் ஹவு டு கிவ் ஆரத்தி, ஹவு டு புட் பொட்டு, ஹவு டு புட் ஃப்ளவர்ஸ். இது கூட தெரியாது. இப்போ ரொம்ப ரொம்ப மோசமாக போயிருக்கேன். பிகாஸ் வி ஆர் நாட் டூயிங் ஃப்ரம் சைல்ட்ஹுட். இந்த பக்கம் மணி அடிச்சுட்டே ஆரத்தி காமிக்கணும். இது பண்ணி பாருங்க, வீட்டுக்கு போய் இது வராது. நிறைய பேருக்கு திஸ் யூனோ ரைட் ஹேண்ட் வந்து சர்க்கம்பிளேஷன், யூ ஹாவ் டு டேர்ன் லைக் திஸ் அரவுண்ட். இந்த கை இப்படி பண்ணணும், மணி அடிக்கணும். இது சவுண்டே வராது. சிம்பிள் திங் வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு டூ, ஹவு டு ரிலேட் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ். தட்ஸ் வே அட் இஸ் எ ரெகுலர் அபியாச டூயிங் அபிஷேகம், அர்ச்சனா, பூஜா. திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் சிம்பிள் அபியாச. வி ஹாவ் டு நோ லாட் ஆஃப் நியூஆன்சஸ் வென் யூ வாண்ட் டு டூ ஏ ரிச்சுவல். வித்தவுட் நோயிங் தோஸ் நியூஆன்சஸ் நவேடேஸ் ஏ பாய் சிட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் தட் நோ கல்யாண மண்டபம்லோ என்ன பண்ணணும்னே தெரியாது, உட்கார்ற விதமே தெரியாது. அப்படிலாம் இருக்கு இப்போ. வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் பிக் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். வி ஷுட் நோ தட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் மந்த்ரா, த எஃபிகசி ஆஃப் தட் மந்த்ரா, வாட் ஃபார் வி ஆர் டூயிங், வாட் பெனிஃபிட் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு கெட். எப்போ அந்த பாவனை இருக்குமோ அப்போதான் ஃபுல் பெனிஃபிட் வில் கம். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் அக்னிவல்க சேஸ் ஹீ கேன் கிராஸ் ஓவர் தட் மிருத்யு ராக துவேஷ. திஸ் பிராபஞ்சிக கேவல சுவாபாவிகமான சுவாபாவிகமான ஒரு கேவலமான ஒரு இச்சானந்து இவன் வெளியில் வரலாம். ஏன்னா அந்த ராகத்வேஷ கனெக்டட் ஸ்வபாவம், ஸ்வபாவம் கனெக்டட் அஜ்ஞானம், அந்த அஜ்ஞானம் தானே மிருத்யுக்கு காரணம். இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் நான் யூ ஹாவ் டு டெவலப் திஸ் பாவனை. டோட்டல் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஒன். இந்த உபாசனால வர டோட்டல் பாவனா, விராட் பாவனா, ஸ்லோலி இட் வில் டேக் டு சர்வம் பிரம்மான். இங்கே ஸ்டார்ட் ஆகணும், அங்கே போகணும் அப்புறம். அதுதான் கனெக்ஷன். வாட் ஹீ சேஸ், எதிதம் சர்வம், சேம் திங் எகெயின் எகெயின், மிருத்யுனா ஆப்தம். ஹவு த மிருத்யு ஹியர் ஆக்யுபைடு ஓவர் பவர். He says, Mrityu in the form of Ahoratri. Kalam. Calendar, every day, one calendar, one page, you are tearing. Ahoratram, day and night. Limitation is there. Day and night, day and night. Eppo Mrityu varumo, eppo Mrityu varumo, theriyadhu. The day and night itself is overpowering. Enveloped. Covering this yajamana, of course, Ritvik also. So this ahoratra abhyam aptam, sarvam ahoratra abhyam avipannam, overpowered by this day and night, kena yajamanaha ahoratrayoho atimuchyata. By what method this yajamana can cross over this ahoratri, means kala paricheda. This is mortality. When the time principle is there, kala parichetam is there, it shows what? Mortality. How can he become immortal? He can become immortal only by crossing over the time principle. Who is the cause for time principle? Suryaha. Surya Devata is the cause. Therefore, Advaryuna Ritvija. This Advaryu, now second Ritvik, who is inviting that offering to that deity? And that Ritvik, Advaryu, Chakshusha Adityena. So Chakshuhu, Yajamanasya Chakshur Indriyam. Here Indriyam, Adhyatma. Adi Daivam level, what is the corresponding deity? Sun, Surya Bhagavan, Adityaha. Adityena. Advaryuhu has to be connected to what? Aditya. Because he is only connecting Advaryuhu. So this Yajamana has to look upon this Advaryuhu as Adityaha, and this Chakshuhu as Advaryuhu, and this Chakshuhu is nothing but Aditya Devata Adhishtanam. Therefore, Aditya Devata Chakshurindriyam, because Chakshurindriyam anna, Yajnam Yagam Pannanam anna, குருடன் பண்ண முடியாது, கண் இருக்கவன் தான் பண்ண முடியும். அங்க வைக்கல்யம் இருந்தால் யஜ்ஞம் யாகம் பண்ணுறதுக்கு அர்ஹத்தை கிடையாது. He must be qualified, na? Only when he is having all sense organs hale and healthy. Na? So that person, he is using sense organ eyes, so he has to look upon Advaryu as Aditya Devata. He has to look upon Aditya Devata on his eyes. Eyes are equated to, this is called equifying, equated to that. Eyes are equated to Advaryu. Advarya is equated to Aditya. So Aditya is equated to eyes. And three are interconnected. That's what he says. Chakshusha Adityena. Chakshurvai Yajnasya Advaryu. And the Yajamanasya Chakshuhu, none other than Advaryu. Then Yadidam Chakshuhu Saha Asau Adityaha. Whatever is here, the eyes are nothing but Adityaha. This understanding alone is called Muktihi. Freedom from Mrityu. Freedom from Kala Mrityu. Kala itself is a type of Mrityu. He is free. That alone is Ati Muktihi. Ati Moksha. This is called Ati Muktihi. Moksha. Next mantra.
யாக்ஞவல்கேதி ஹோவாச யதிதம் சர்வம் பூர்வபக்ஷாபரபக்ஷாப்யாம் பக்ஷாபரபக்ஷாப்யாம் ஆப்தம் சர்வம் பூர்வபக்ஷாபரபக்ஷாப்யாம் அபிபன்னம் கேன யஜமானஹ பூர்வபக்ஷாபரபக்ஷயோஹ ஆப்திம் அதிமுச்சத இதி உத்காத்ர ருத்விஜம் வாயுனா ப்ராணேன ப்ராணோ வை யஜ்ஞஸ்ய உத்காதம் தத்யோயம் ப்ராணம் ச வாயுஹ ச உத்காத ச முக்திஹி சாதி முக்திஹி.
ஃபார் எ தீவிர முமுக்ஷு எவ்ரி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் சாஸ்திர ஆர் உபனிஷத் இஸ் ரெலவென்ட். We should not be judgmental, okay, with regard to the Upanishad, any section, any portion, we should not be judgmental if we want to get full benefit. Therefore, how much with Shraddha you listen to Mahavakyam, Soyam Atma, Aham Brahmasmi, with that much interest I have to listen, but interest koncham koncham koranjana madri thonu, but gradually we have to develop interest. Then only we can understand the link, connection. Then only we can have a reverence towards the Upanishad. Otherwise it will become selective amnesia. Selective amnesia ஆகக்கூடாது. புரியுறதா? அந்த போர்ஷனுக்கு மாத்திரம் முடிச்சுட்டு அப்புறம் இன்னொரு போர்ஷனுக்கு வரேன்னா அந்த போர்ஷனும் புரியாது, இந்த போர்ஷனும் புரியாது, அப்படி ஆகும். அதுக்கு தான் இந்த கனெக்ஷன் புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். அதிதெய்வம் அத்தியாத்மம் ஆல் ஆர் கோயிங் டு எண்ட் வித் பிரம்மன் ஃபைனலி. ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்னா சம் போர்ஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத்ஸ் ஆர் வேதா பிகம் இர்ரெலவென்ட், மீனிங்லெஸ்ஸாக தோணும். அப்படி தோணக்கூடாது. இதெல்லாம் நிறைய நாள் படித்தாதான் இந்த ரெவரன்ஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஆல் போர்ஷன்ஸ் வில் டெவலப். இது ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். தட்ஸ் வை ஐ எம் டெல்லிங். ஓகே, now hota over, advaryuho over, now udgata is coming, now vagindriyam over, chakshurindriyam over, the prana indriyam. Adi devallo what are over? Agni devata, Aditya devata over, now vayu devata. ஹியர் யாக்ஞவல்க்யன் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் எதிதம் சர்வம் அகோராத்திரம் ஆப்தம் ஆபன்னம் நர் அகோராத்திரையோ ஆப்திம் ஹியர் அனதர் அகோராத்திரி வி கேன் டேக் இட் சாரி ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா ஒன்லி நோ வி ஹவ் ரெட் ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த் ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா பூர்வபக்ஷ அபரபக்ஷா பூர்வபக்ஷ அபரபக்ஷ டைம் பரிச்சேதா நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம்.